Hello, engineers. What is HTML? HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It's the building block of the web. If you don't know what the web is, if you've ever used a browser and you've ever visited a website like Facebook, like Twitter, like google.com, you know, when you search, that is the web. So you've known the web. You have used the web if you've done that before. And whenever you go to the web, so whenever you go to any website, HTML is a building block of that website. In a series of episodes, I would like to tell you more about this amazing building block of the web and really do justice as far as learning more about HTML. So thank you for joining me today. This episode is an intro about HTML. Like I've said earlier, HTML is a building block of the web. It is used for building websites. And is relatively friendly for learners. In fact, I think is as far as learning is concerned, is probably one of the top when it comes to like programming language, working on the web. That's why I suggested earlier in one of my, in few of my podcast episodes, that if you are just learning how to code, start with the web. And if you choose to start from learning the web, one of the first thing you will learn is HTML. It's very friendly, very straightforward, for beginners, for anyone. Of course, like anything else, it can get really complex, but the complexity of HTML is different from the complexity of other web languages, like JavaScript. Now, if this is the first time you heard of the word JavaScript, that's okay. But it's another web language. So HTML, when it comes to complexity, it's not as bad as a JavaScript. So you are really in good hands with a good technology when you are learning the web using HTML. So that's what the HTML is. All the websites are built with HTML. Facebook, you go to Facebook on your browser, is built with HTML. In the definition or the wording of the HTML, one of the keywords, that markup. The markup there is referring to a technique for annotating text. You might remember old days. I mean, it's still being used today. When you write letters, when you write a letter, you know, a letter has some basic markup, right? It has the from, so your name, your address, and then it has the greeting, the topic, and the body. All that is markup. All that is markup. You are marking up what is what. So when you forget, like if you do ever forget what HTML is, think of a letter. Think of how you used to write a letter. If you've never written one before, go check it out. Check out the structure of a letter. A letter, you know, might have heading, depending on what kind, it might have heading, your address, the address of the person you are sending the letter to, the heading, all that is a structure. So the markup in HTML, the M, stands up, that's what it means. Marking up, you know, telling, okay, for heading, if I want to write a heading, I'll put a text inside it, and then I will annotate it, I will decorate it with a special tags. Okay, keyword alert. I just introduced TARG, we'll come to that. I will annotate it with a special tag that will indicate that that is a heading. Tags are special keywords in HTML that stands for these annotations. So you could have text surrounded by heading tags, body tag, footer tag, paragraph tag, navigation tag, and many others. So really, right, let's kind of draw back a little bit. When you are writing a letter, like on a paper, it has a structure. So think about the web. When you are making a website, or the last time you remember visiting a website, you know, you probably remember maybe the website have navigation at the top where you click to go to all the different pages in the website. You have maybe a big heading and many others. And then you have some paragraphs with a lot smaller text. All of that is a markup. All of that makes use of HTML to do that. So let's say, for example, I want to write a page using HTML. Well, I just need to know what to do, right? I just need to know, like, let's say I want to write about me. So I'll say, okay, I want to write a web page that is about me. Well, I need a heading, right? Well, what do I annotate? What HTML tags do I annotate with the heading? So you have this text, but you are also thinking about what to use to surround the text. The reason why I need those tags, there are many reasons, because that's what the browser understands. If you have a text like my name, Ademu, my first name, Ademu, and I annotate it with heading tag, well, the browser will make it bigger. If I have that same text, that is my name, with a paragraph tag, the browser will make it smaller. So all these various tags or elements have special meaning to the browser. The browser interprets them differently so that it can display the text that you wrap inside. A lot that I've said in these 9 minutes. This is going to be a series. I will continue to talk about HTML. But that's what HTML is. It stands for Hypertext Markup Language. We briefly talked about what the markup is, and we'll continue to talk about what the hypertext is, you know, and then the language part. So it's a language for the web. Thank you for listening, and have a great time. Bye-bye.